Now we're going to go to Texas Emergency Hospital, Dr. Dwyer, D-W-Y-E-R. This is the date of visit is 2/20/2023. Today's still the 22nd. First patient is SC, 17-month-old baby with burns to the body. Hot boiling water was evaluated. IV started, transferred to children's. Mom didn't, nobody answered the phone. Next question is RM is a 34-year-old with dizziness, fast heart rate. Patient left without being seen. After I talked to the patient, she stated that she went to a different emergency room because the wait was too long and is doing well now. Next patient is PS is a 28-year-old male with dental caries severe enough to get a CT scan. This is a 28-year-old male with a rash consistent with dermatitis treated with prednisone cream, doing better. Did not answer the phone today. Next patient is LW, 13-year-old with right ankle injury. X-rays negative, treated for spring. I was happy with the care with Dr. Dwyer. Next patient is AH, is an 18-year-old with left shoulder pain, left humerus contusion. X-rays were negative otherwise. Left message. Patient to call back. Next patient is JF, 34-year-old, left ear pain, 34-year-old female with left ear pain and severe toothache, low grade temperature. Because of the swelling in her face, she did have a CT which showed multiple dental abscesses, treated with Norco Toradol, sent home with Augmentin and Toradol. Patient did not answer the phone. Hopefully she's at the dentist. Next patient is SR, is a 47-year-old female with high blood pressure. Patient took Suboxone for the first time. Chest X-ray CT lab were negative. Patient was told she should stay for observation until her blood pressure came down, which was not severely elevated. She received one dose of Zofran, but she left the emergency room against medical advice. Does not state why, and I was trying to call the patient, but she did not answer her phone. Next patient is AH, is my 37-year-old male with a bruised left ankle, X-ray, status post fall, X-ray shows a avulsion fracture, and crutches, HLAP treated appropriately. Patient says he has an appointment to see a specialist and was happy with the care received. Next patient is RP, is a 54-year-old with back pain, dizziness, headache. Patient had an accident 2 days ago. CT of the head, CT of the neck were negative. Fantastic. Robaxin, Meclizine, and Motrin were prescribed. Patient is doing a little bit better today, she tells me. Next patient is NW, is our 37-year-old with low back pain and a bloody urine. Patient had hematuria, CT scan showed urethral stone, non-obstructive. Patient was referred to a urologist. Treated with Tramadol, Flomax. Patient did not answer the phone, but left message to call back. Next patient is M. M, 2-year-old with nursemaid's elbow reduced. X-rays obtained both before and after. No fracture noted and no fusion and no sale sign. Mom was happy with the care. Next patient is ZH, 30-year-old with fever, sore throat. Swab test negative, diagnosed with acute pharyngitis, treated with Ceftonir. I'm still sick, but I like the staff at Texas Emergency Hospital. No, I like the staff at the ER, in quotation. Next patient is JW, 56-year-old with left shoulder pain. X-ray showed left humeral head fracture. Ortho Toradol was, and figure eight splints were recommended. Patient is, did not answer the phone, but left message. Next patient is LD, is a 16-year-old with back and rib pain, status post fall. X-rays negative, CBC negative. Treated with Toradol and sent home. Patient is doing better today. Next patient is CC, 11-year-old with a swollen right knee. X-rays, blood pressure 102/76. Temperature was stable. X-ray shows no fracture. was sent home with a splint. Mom was happy with the care received. Next patient is JG. Twenty-four-month-old baby with a hand got bit at daycare. The bite mark was very superficial, 6 millimeter irritation. Nevertheless, Dr. Doyle chose to put patient on Keflex, which is a good idea, and mom did not answer the phone. That's it for now for that one.